Two lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, and the Mishnah taught us on Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, Misapoyim Mehen, Ripui Mamin, Avaloi Ripui Nefashois, and the Gemara asked, My Ripui Mamin, or My Ripui Nefashois, and the Gemara ended off, El Ripui Mamin Behemtai, that one is allowed to use a non Jewish veterinarian for his behemoth, and Ripui Nefashois refers to Gufei, and one is not allowed to use a non Jewish doctor to heal him. And the Gemara continued, Vahainu Dam Rabbi Huda, Afilu Rivda the that one is not allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor even in order to help him from the pain that he had after he had Akazas Adam, and as Rashi states, Ripu Nefashis is Gufai Vafilu in Sakana Bedavar. And our Gemara now begins, Amrava Bachana Amrav Yechron Kol Makash Mechalna Es HaShabbos Emes HaPoyim Mehen, that one cannot use a non-Jewish doctor for any Makah that one could be Mechal Shabbos for, meaning any Makah which is a potential for Sakana Nefashis. And as Rashi states, Tahainu Makah Sakana and we see that Rabbi Yechon would hold that if there is no sakana, then you could go to a non-Jewish doctor, and therefore Zok Rashi v'lesli Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yechon is not going like Rabbi Yehuda that we saw previously that held afilu rivda de kesilta le mercy. And keep in mind that lefi Rabbi Yechon, he would not be able to learn the Mishnah as we previously learned the Mishnah, and he would have to explain that when our Mishnah stated misapayim and ripu mamin avaloi ripu nefashreis, Mara previously explained it according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we explained ripu mamin refers to behemtai and ripu nefashis refers to gufei, and ayin the bottom tastes who yes in Rashi the kashrut al elki parch Rabbi Yehuda lemaidem afarish ripu mamun in besakana umasik mamun is behemtai and nefashis refers to gufei behind the Rabbi Yehuda havel el suy al masisim milsi Rabbi Yehuda nemafle bin sheish besakana lein besakana vahavel el mifrach Rabbi Yehuda mayik lemeima elav shma mina delekaman de polaglad Rabbi Yehuda. And because of this question on Rashi, so Tesis learns our sugya differently than Rashi ayin shom. And the Gemara continues with Ikad Amri, and some have a different version of this memra, as Omrav Babachana Omrav Yechron, and we continue on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, Kol Makashel Chol Amis Rapayman, and Rabbi Yechron stated that one cannot go to a non-Jewish doctor to treat him for an internal wound, and as Rashi states, Bechalal Gufai, and the Gemara continues and asks, My Benayu, that what is the Nafkamino between these two Lushaynais, and as Rashi states, he, the Hakaim Allah Beperk Shani Diuma, the Kol Makashel Chol Michal as the Shabbos, and the Gemara states, Ikar Benahu Gavi Yad V'Gavi Regel, that the Nafkamina would be if someone could receive a refuah from a guy for any wound that's on top of his hand or on top of his foot. So this is not an internal wound, but Lemaisa, there is a potential for Sakanas Tefashis, and according to the first Lashon, that he would not be able to use a non-Jewish doctor, and according to the second Lashon, he would be able to go to a non-Jewish doctor. And as Rashi states, Lishon Kama E Misapoyin, Avol Lishon Basra Misapoyin, and even though it is Yishbe Sakana, you could still go to a non-Jewish doctor, the Hoel Mischazia, and since the Gava Yad and Gava Regel is an external wound, so if the non-Jewish doctor gives a medicine to the Jew, and he chazid him kalkaba, and then the Jew sees that the wound is actually getting worse, so lachach le'lisamu mavirai, then he will wipe off whatever poison that he was given, and he won't be harmed. And the Gemara continues, the Amrav Ba'ad Mabasla Amrav, Gava Yad v'Gava Regel, harein k'makash al-chol u'mechal on us to Shabbos, and therefore we see that there is and therefore, according to the first Lashon, you would not be able to be healed by a non-Jewish doctor, but according to the second Lashon, one would be able to go to a non-Jewish doctor. The Gemara now continues to discuss Chil Shabbos, and the Gemara states, Amrav Zutra Batovya Amrav, Kol Makash Tzricha Imed Mechal Lanas HaShabbos, that if someone has a wound, that they have to evaluate if there's Pekuach Nefesh or not, meaning there's a suffered Pekuach Nefesh, then for that type of Makah, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, Tzricha Imed, and the Gemara continues, and Ayin de Bach, who is Gurus, Omrav Shaman Ba'aba, Omrav Yechron, Makash al Cholol, Inus Tricha Oimed, as it's Pasha, that if someone has an internal problem and an internal wound, then certainly it is Mekuach Nefashis, and therefore you could be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara says, Vahayi Shosa Tzimirta, Kemakash al Chol Dami, Umechal Nes Shabbos, that if someone has a very high fever, that is considered like a Makash al Cholol, certainly you could be Mechal Shabbos as it's Pekuach Nefashos, and Ayin Rashi Makash HaChol in the Tzricha Oimed Liga Sinla, and Ayin Mefarshim that bothered why Rashi took this out of the Gemara, and Rashi continues, Eshasa Tzmirta Choyli Chama, this refers to someone with a high fever, and as Rashi states, Tzmirta Lashon Streifa V'Chamimus V'Dugmasi Bakrin Seinodea Tzamr Tzmuri, and our Gemara continues, Mehecha Makash HaChol that was considered an internal wound, and Pirish Rab Ami Minasafal of them, any wound that's from his lips and inside inside his body that is considered an internal and not an external wound. And Agamar continues, and Rashi explains that Rabbi Eliezer's question is as to the halacha regarding gums and teeth. And as Rabbi Eliezer explains this question, do you see that since they're hard, therefore it's considered like an external wound, and you wouldn't be able to be Mechal Shabbos? And similarly, according to Rabbi Yechon, one would be allowed to go to a guy in order to receive refuah. Or do we see that since they're inside and they're past his lips, so they would consider like a Makash HaCholol, and one would be able to be Mechal Shabbos, and one would be able to go to a non-Jewish doctor? And the Gemara continues, Omar Baya, Toshma, bring your raya from Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. As the Mishnah teaches us, HaChoshesh B'Shinav Lo Yigma Ben HaSachemetz, that if someone has a toothache, then he can't gargle with vinegar. And as Rashi states, the Kol Refuah Asu Chacham Lasseis B'Shabbos Heichet Lekas HaKono Mishum Shchikas HaMonim. And Abaye wants to be a Medayik Choshesh Hud Loi, that's Mashma, that if someone has a toothache which is not severe, then it's also to do so on Shabbos. However, HaKavli Tuva Shapidami, and it's Mashma, if someone has a severe toothache, then it would be Mutter to gargle vinegar on Shabbos, and therefore we see that's considered like a Makash HaCholol. However, the Gemara says it's not a Raya, as Dilma Tana Heichet HaKavli Tuva Choshesh Nami Karilei, as maybe when the Tana used the term Choshesh, he's also referring to someone that has very severe pain, and even so he says that's also to heal yourself on Shabbos, as even though it's inside his mouth, we do not consider a Makash HaCholol, and therefore we do not consider this Pekuach Nefashos. And Ayin Tesis Diba Maskel Kochei Pirush HaKunshes Mokem Moishav Shinayim, which we explain as one's gums. And Tesis is the Kosher the Kamen B'Samach Kivin Akushi, as Rebbe Elazar had it said that it won't be Mutar since it's hard. And although when one touches his gums, underneath the gums there are teeth, and therefore it feels hard, while the mice of the gums themselves are not hard. And Tesis continues and asks another question from Maseches Chulin Gabi Aryeh Noto Kechi V'Sheini. And although it's normal for teeth to fall out, but certainly it's not normal for gums to fall out. And Taisa continues with other rayas, and for example, for the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia that talks about a tura, d'loy havale kachri v'sheini l'mechal, and l'kach niru l'farish kachri him shinayim g'doylois, that kachri refers to large teeth, referring to the molars, v'shini him achiris, and shini refers to other teeth, which are smaller. And the Gemara continues with another raya, tashma, as Rabbi Yechon chash b'sabdino, as Rabbi Yechon had some sort of tooth ailment, and some explain this refers to thrush, and also and he went to a non-Jewish woman that knew how to heal teeth, and of the Chamshu Mali Shabta, and on Thursday and Friday she gave him a medicine, and he used that medicine, and then on Friday, Amulah, so Rabbi Yechon said to Alamachamai, that what should I do on Shabbos? And Amulay, Leitzrichas, and she said, you won't need this on Shabbos, as you already healed, and he asked, Itzrich Namai, that what if I do need any medicine, and what should I do on Shabbos? And Amulah, Ishtabali, Delay Megales, and she wanted to protect her business, and therefore she said to Rabbi Yechon that you have to swear to me that you won't reveal my remedy to anyone else. And the Gemara tells us Ishtabala that Rabbi Yechon swore to her, and he said Lalakai Yisrael Loi Magalina, and it seemed that he used the words Lalakai Yisrael as a lashon shvuah, and he said I swear by Hashem's name that I won't reveal your secrets. And Lemaisa Galilei, so she told him the secret, and Lemacha Nafak Darshe Bepirka, and then the next day Rabbi Yechon went and he said over in his shir, and he taught everyone how to heal this tooth ailment. And right away the Gemara is bothered with Ishtabala that had Rabbi Yechon do this if he actually made a shvuatah. And the Gemara explained that when Rabbi Yechon stated Lelekai Yisrael, he didn't mean to say that I swear by Hashem's name, but he actually was saying Lelekai Yisrael Le Magalina, that I won't reveal this remedy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was really saying Avala Ami Yisrael Magalina, that I will reveal this remedy to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara is for Ikachul Hashem, and as Rashi states the Is Savra Ishtaba the Avashu Asei, as Lemaisa this woman thought that Rabbi Yechon made a shvuah, and he was now over on his shvuah, and Rabbi Yechon did this in front of a tzibar, and there were 10 people there. And the Gemara explains the Golo Meikara, that right after he said these words and she told him the remedy, so Rabbi Yechon said, you should know that I never really made a shvua to you, and I'm going to reveal this to the public. And Lemaisa, the Gemara stated that it's bringing this story as a raya to the question of Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara explains Alma Kamaka Shechol Damya, that by the fact Rabbi Yechon stated that he would take this remedy on Shabbos, so it's mashmari, he considered it Pekuach Nefesh, and he considered a toothache and a tooth ailment as a Makash HaCholol and as Pekuach Nefashos. However, the Gemara answers Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Shani Saftina Hil Maskel Apev Vegoyim Bnei Ma'ayim, quite possibly this is not a raya to all cases of teeth ailment, as maybe in other cases it would not be considered a Makash HaCholol, and specifically regarding Saftina, that is considered a Makash HaCholol, as we know for a fact that this ailment, although it starts starts in a person's mouth, but ultimately it spreads to a person's intestines, and therefore certainly it's considered a makashe cholol, and certainly there is pekuach tefashos. Ayin Rashi divul maschol matrinisa, that this matrinisa was a veitzis kochavim, and of the lay refuah chamshu b'shabto mali b'shabto, she did this procedure for Rabbi Yechon on Thursday and Friday. However, b'shabto Rabbi Yechon stated, "My yavid, what should I do?" Blemitzin lemesi gabach, as he couldn't come to her, v'prei tamid b'nei kala, as lemaisi gave a shir on Shabbos, and therefore he asked her, "What should I do on Shabbos?" But certainly, as we saw in the Gemara, that if he would have been able to go, then certainly he would have gone even on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, "My simoni, that was the simon that someone has this makah of saftina, and what are its symptoms?" And the Gemara explains, "Rami midi bekachi u'maisi dema mi beidari, that if someone puts something on his gums, then blood will flow from between his teeth." And the Gemara continues, "With my have, and how does someone get this ailment?" And the Gemara explains, "Mikri kri dechiti u'mechami mechami medisari u'mishuri kasad hasana, that it comes from eating very cold wheat, or from eating very hot barley, or from eating fried fish that had a batter of flour." And Ayin Rashi, "Mikri kri dechiti meichel shechitin va'achel kushu soyni ma'ay b'meikiriv," and he ate it when it was very cold, and it was during the winter. And the Gemara asks, "My Abdulay, what was the ingredients of the cream that the Metronisa gave to Rabbi Yechon?" And Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rava, "Meisor v'shemen zayis u'melach," that the ingredients were yeast water as well as olive oil and salt. Umar Rav Ashi Amar Mishcha de'avza begat for de'azva, that she heated up goose fat until it became a liquid, and she applied this liquid to his teeth with a feather from a goose. However, the Gemara tells us, "Amar Baya anal avdi kulu v'lo yitasoi ad de'amli Yehutaya aisi kashiyasa de'zeisiv le'mo tilsa v'kalinu amor chadta v'dovet be'didari of the hachi v'tasoi," that it also had this ailment of saftina, and I tried to use these remedies and it didn't work and I wasn't healed until an Arab told me that I should take pits from an unripened olive which only grew a third, and I should burn them on top of a new hoe that is very hot, and I should then take them and place them on top of my teeth, and I did this and I was healed. The Gemara now continues and states that we just saw from the story that certainly if someone has the mak of saftina, that it is pekuach nefashos and you can be mechal Shabbos, and therefore the Gemara is a steer from Rabbi Yechon himself, as Rabbi Yechon hechi avadachi, that how could Rabbi Yechon have gone to Smetronisa, who is an avedis kichavim, if Amr Rabba Chanam Rabbi Yechon kol makash mechal on Shabbos im misapoyimen, and since it is pekuach nefashos, so he shouldn't have been able to go to Smetronisa in order to be healed. And the Gemara answers adam chashuv shani, that since Rabbi Yechon was adam chashuv, so therefore he could even go to avedis kichavim, and as Rashi explains, umistafim machas lemiklei, and she wouldn't do any harm to him, as certainly she would be scared from the government. The Gemara continues and asks, "For Ravo, the Adam Chashav Abba, the Ravo was an Adam Chashav, v'rom le Yaakov mino sama shakoi," and we know that he allowed Yaakov, who was a min and was mitamidu yeshu neitzvi, to rub an ointment on a leg, and it actually turned out Rav Yaakov mino was trying to kill Ravo, v'loy Rav Ami Rav Asi l'chol l'shakei paskil l'shakei, and if not for the fact Rav Ami and Rav Asi were there and were able to take off this medicine from his leg, then Ravo would have lost his leg, as his leg would have had to have been amputated. And we see that Rabbi Yaakov was not scared of the authorities because of this question. So the Gemara answers, "Shani Rabbi Yechon d'Reifim Mumchava," that in the story of Rabbi Yechon, that Matronisa was a professional dentist, therefore it was mutter to be healed from her, even if he wasn't an Adam Chashav, as Lamaisa she would be concerned to lose her reputation. However, the Gemara is, "Ravo Nabi Reifim Mumchava," that in the story of Ravo, Rabbi Yaakov, who was a min, was also a Reifim Mumcha, and we still see they tried to harm Ravo. However, the Gemara explains, "Shani Ravo, the Mukmin Beimini Benafshayu," based on the Pasuk and Shaftim Benegeya Shimshon, who stated Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim, and since Ravo would fight with the Minim so much, so the Minim was so angry at him that they would even harm him, even if it would cause a loss to their reputation. And even though Ravo was an Adam Chashav, and he should have been scared of the authorities, even so he wanted to harm Ravo so badly, and even if he himself would be harmed. And the Gemara continues and discusses various other issues as well as their remedies. And Amar Shmuel, "Hypedata sakantihu mechal l'lars Shabbos," that if someone has a wound that was caused by a sword, or any other wound that was caused by an iron or steel instrument that could cause an infection, then there's sakonis nefashis involved, and therefore you can be mechal Shabbos. And Maya Susa, and how do you treat this wound? So l'mifsek dama tachli b'chala, so in order to stop the blood from flowing, then you should drink cress that was soaked in vinegar, and lasuke, and to heal the wound, then gir de diavla v'gir de asna, or nikra mekalkalta. And Rashi explains, gir de diavla is scrapings or shavings from some sort of a grass, and gir de asna are pieces that were shaved off a thorn bush, or nikra mekalkalta, and as Rashi explains, This refers to the worms that are found in garbage dumps that the chickens and the roosters would peck at. And Rashi brings that the Lashon Mekalkala refers to an ashba, as the pasuk states in Tehillim, Me ashbis yarim evyoin and metagmina mekalkata meirim chashucha. And Rashi states, Lemifsik dama shel padata im yoytzi yoysi midai. If there's too much blood and it's not stopping, there's the methods to stop the blood flow. And Rashi states, Lasuke lahalis basa shetichya maka, and the maka should be healed. And Rashi states, and Rashi explains, Girda shegirid shirashel, and you scrape its roots, v'noisneisa girda, im girdas el tesnev oisatech beishes, and you mix them together, and you make a balm. Ayin teses tachli b'chala, yeshku shichlayim b'choymetz, that you drink cress that's mixed with vinegar, as Rashi explained, v'yesh mefashim losim al maka, and some explain that this mixture is actually placed on the maka. And the Gemara continues, Amar of Safra, hay invisa, harvanka de malacha de maisihi, that if someone has a boil that looks like a grape, some say it's some sort of an ulcer, this is one of the shluchim of the malach ha-maves, and it's sakonis and foshis, and therefore you can be mechal Shabbos, and maya susa, and how do you heal it? So one remedy is tignum bedufsha, a type of grass is ground up and mixed with honey, and then you place this mixture onto the boil, or kapsa batilya. Another way to heal it is by taking some sort of a celery that is ground up and mixed together with strong wine, and then rubbed onto the wound, adahachi vahachi, until you're able to get these mixtures, and until you're able to get this medication, lacy invisa basmina, you should take an actual grape that's a similar size as the grape-like boil, and vinigan de lavei, and you should roll it on the boil, chivarte le chivarte, v'uchmese le'uchmese, and you should take a white grape for a white boil, and you should take a black grape for a black boil. The Gemara continues, Amarava, hai simta, if someone has a simta, which Rashi explains, nefech ha'ayme ba'adam, and he has a boil that has pus inside the boil. So pavanka de ishtahi, this is a shliach of a fever, and maya susa, and what is the remedy for this blister? L'machya shisin eskutli, so you should take your fingers and just snap against the boil, and this way you'll break up the boil, the licorice yisiva erev, and then you should tear it open, both length and widthwise, and this way you'll open up, and you'll be able to release any pus. However, hani milu lechivereshe, avachivereshe leslamba, the only time that you have to do this remedy is only if it doesn't have a whitehead. However, once it has a whitehead, then it's already starting to open up and starting to disappear, and there would be no need to do this remedy. And as Rashi states, v'yichivereshe nispashel ha'itzelecha, and he refuasai. And before we continue, Rashi explained the word betulia that's referring to very strong wine. And as Rashi states, yayin chazik ma'oid, u'min yayin hu k'lamin al-kamon, tila charifta de mitzri zika. However, Ayin the Baal Tesis points out, u'miyu mitzinu tilya is yayin chalash. And we also find that tilya refers to weak wine, and it seems that tilya just refers to any wine that's not standard and is either weaker or stronger. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yaakov chosh bepika, and we continue on Daf Chav Chesam Beis, and Rabbi Yaakov had some sort of hemorrhoids, as Rashi states, bepika, pita basho beis rei, and oyrile Rab Ami, va'amri lo Rab Asi oyrile, lesi shev bini alo toilona, v'tzayile bechalo de beit savora, v'lichu chalavei nir baka, and v'tomish lei benatva chivora, v'likle, u'badale alavai, that in order to heal these sores, so you should take 7 seeds of red alloy, and you tie them up in a cloth that's made from the collars of a shirt, and then you should tie up this bundle using animal hair, and you should then dip the entire package into nafta, which as we know is very flammable, and then you should burn it, and you should then take the ashes, and you should place it on his wound. However, until the time he's able to get these ingredients together, and he's able to make this potion, so you should bring the seeds of the fruit of a thorn bush, and you should place the side of the fruit where the stem comes out of the fruit, which has a slit, next to the slit of his beisarei and his piatabas. And the Gemara explains, v'hani mili pikoyila, and this remedy only helps if the sore on his piatabas is on the outside of his body, and he could then rub these ashes on that area. However, pikota tamai, let's say he has sores on the inner part of his piatabas, then how would he cure it? And the Gemara explains, lisi tabetis pirta d'leiftach, and vili pasha v'lishtebe, so you should bring fat of a goat that never gave birth, and he should melt the fat, and then he should smear this ointment onto the area that's affected, and be loy, and if he can't do this, then lacy tlas tafra karadim yafshi betula v'lukle v'lubade alvai, then he should take 3 leaves of a gourd plant that have been dried out in the shade, and he should burn them, and then he should put the ashes on the area, and be loy lacy mishkede chalzeine, and if he can't get these items, then he should crush snail shells into a powder, and he should put it on the wound. own, and v'iloi, and if he doesn't have this either, ma'isi mishakira v'linka b'shakir the kitada mekaita or v'da amagufne b'sisva, then let him bring wax oil and he'll wrap it together with rags of flax cloth if it's during the summer, and if it's in the winter, then he should wrap it in rags of cotton, and he should then place this onto the wound. And Ayin Rashi explains Tilona is from the Lashon of Tilash Shani that we find by the Maisa Mishkan, and Rashi states Bechalol the Beit Savara Chatiches Beged that these cut pieces of begadim should neatly be set Savo Shel Cholok Shoyisim Lepeh, that when you're opening the neck of a beged, that is the extra material that you cut off, and that is what you use for this remedy. And Ayin Rashi Mashach Kira is Shemin Zayis V'Shava Trufin Yachad that this is a mixture of olive oil and wax, and Rashi states V'Linker B'Shachki Dekistem Bekaita Yiskasa B'Shachim Shel Pishtam Bekayitz, that you should cover it up with worn out clothing of linen when it's summertime, Shel Yisham Yosim Midai, as otherwise it will get too hot, V'Da Amagufana B'Godim Shel Semer Gefen Shein Chamim, as this keeps things warm, and therefore you should use that during the winter time. The Gemara continues, Ravo Chashbunei Ravo had an earache, and Oyerli Rabbi Yechron V'Amri Labi Medrasha, either Rabbi Yechron taught Ravo what the remedy is for an earache, or some say that Ravo learned this in the Beit Medrash, and my Oyerli, and what was the remedy? The Gemara explains, Ki Hadam Abaya, and as Abaya, who was a Yosem and didn't have a mother, stated that Amri aimed that my mother, referring to the nurse that took care of him, and as we know that the word Abaya stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yosem, and Lo Ibru Kalisa Aludna, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a kidney is in order to heal an earache, and similarly, V'am Rava, Amri Manyumi Asya, Kulisha Kaina Kosha Ludna, Labarim Maya de Kulyasa, that all types of liquids will hurt a person's ear aside from the liquid of the kidney. The way to get kidney liquid is Lacey Kulyasa de Bacha Kacha, so you should bring a kidney of a goat that doesn't have hair, the Likri Shesiv Erev, and you should rip the kidney open, both the length and its width, Velena Chamwal de Nura, and you should put it on glowing coals, and if Hadam Maya de Nafkimine Lishtadino Benundai, and any liquid that comes out of the kidney, you should now take and throw it into the ear, like Kriyu Velechimiri El Peshuri, and at the time that you do this, you should make sure the liquid is not cold and it's not hot, and the liquid should be warm and be loy. And if you can't do this, then lacy tab de chipusha gamal naisa velifshav lishtebe. Then you should bring the fat of a large beetle and then melt it, and you pour that into his ear be loy. And if you don't have these items, the mali lodne mishcha veleved shab psalasa das pasta velacy shifted the tumba velacy baka bechad resha velitle bunura and the idach resha meisva beudna velacy udne lahad nura and v'yizdar mizika v'nishkel chada v'nana chada. Then he should fill up his ear with oil, and he should take 7 wicks of green wheat stalks, and he should also bring dry garlic leaves, and he should tie the wheat and the garlic together with animal hair, and these will act as wicks, and then he should place his ear right next to the fire, and this will heat up the oil, and he should make sure that he's not near a draft, as it shouldn't have air going into his ear at this time. Then as each wick gets burnt down, he should use another wick until he uses all these 7 wicks, and that will be his remedy. And the Gemara continues, Lishna Achrina, another version, V'loi, and if either of these remedies do not work, Lacey Sheb Psilasa Bikra, V'shayifle Mishcha Das Pasta, V'nesi Chad Reisha Bedura, V'chad Reisha Be'udnei, and once again, V'nishkol Chada, V'nana Chada, V'yizdar Mizika. So you should take 7 wicks of animal hair, and you should smear them with balsam oil, and you should light one side of the wick on fire, and the other side of the wick he should put into his ear. Then once each wick is burnt, and he can no longer use it, and it's getting too close to his ear, they should remove that wick and replace it with another wick until he uses all 7 wicks. And once again, he should be careful that a draft and air should not go into his ear. And the Gemara continues, V'loi, and if he doesn't have these materials, then lacy dar dinada delay mashkif, v'nanachba v'lutle lurde lahadi nura v'lizdar mizika, then he should take a purple wool that hasn't been combed yet, and he should put it in his ear. Once again, he should put his ear near fire. He should be careful that he shouldn't be near a draft, as air and wind should not go into his ear. And finally, V'loi, and if he can't do this remedy either, then lacy gufta de kanya tika ba me'er shnin, v'lemalya milcha gal nisa v'likle v'lidabek, and you should take a tube that's made out of reeds, which is 100 years old, and you should fill it with rock salt, and you should burn it, and then you should put that mixture onto his ear. And the Gemara continues that even though we just gave you a bunch of remedies, however, there are different types of earaches and different types of ear infections, as there's some ear infections which are dry, and some which have liquid that are coming out of a person's ear. And v'simnech v'tivali vishta via vishtal rativa, then the previous cures, the ones that had moist items, are used for a dry ear infection, and the medications which are dry are used when a person has a moist ear infection and there's liquid coming out of his ear. And Ayin Rashi, gufta de kanya ba by Meir Shnin, Shvefer Shel Kana Yoshon, Shenitla Shari Meir Shana, that was already removed from the ground for 100 years, and Malcha de Gal Nisa, Melch Shel Evan Adayim L'Shayish, this is rock salt that's similar to marble, and Rashi states, Retivli Yavishta, Vyavishta Retiva, Klarifu Salalu, Einen Shavis, Echol Chayli Oizen, Ela Oizen Anfu, Shish Ben Dovalak, Goyim Mayed de Kalisa, Umashach Kiru, Chiyetzben, Malin La Izen Yavsha, Shish Lechayli, Veinam Mitzia Lechar, Ufu Shil Yavish, Goyim Gupta de Kanyo, Milch Gal Nisa, La Udna Retiva, Hamitzia Lacha. The Gemara continues, Umra Bazutra, Machina, Malin is Nayan Beshabis, that the sinews of someone's ear drops, and he has a dislocated jaw, then that could turn into Sakonis Nefashois, and therefore you could be Mechal Shabbos, and Tani Rab Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Biyad Avalei Besam, that when healing this, you could do so with your hands, but you can't use a medicine, and Ikad Amrin, some say the opposite, Besam Avalei Biyad, that you can use a medicine, but you can't do so by hand, and the Gemara explains, my Taima, and why is it that you can't use a remedy that is done with your hand, as Mizuzarev, as by doing so, that will cause a wound, and Ayin Rashi, Malam Aznaim, Gide Aznaim, Pa'om Mishyord Lamato, Umisparkan Lachayim, Vitzorch Lalison, Vyesha Konabidavo, Avaloy Besam, Hul Vashabiad, as since he could do it with the hand, so we'd rather that you don't use medicine, as is Exerid Rabbonim, Shrika Salmonim. However, the Ikad Ami holds the opposite, as Mizuzarev, Oisachabura, Vyeshul Shabbos Yesa, and that will be even greater Chul Shabbos, as that is an Issa Duraisa, Avakshirisam, Ainsham Chul Duraisa. However, the use of medicine on Shabbos is only an Issa Rabbonim, Mishim Shrika Salmonim. And the Gemara continues, Omrav Zutra Batuvia Omrav, Ayin Shemorda, Mutal Lekoich Lub Shabbos, that if someone's eye is about to pop out of its socket, which is of course very dangerous, one would be allowed to smear medicine onto his eye on Shabbos. Rashi says, Shemorda Shuritza Lotes, Ka'adam Amir Vyete, just like an Eved that rebels against its master and is trying to escape. And the Gemara tells us, Savimine, Hani Mili, Hudashachi Samanam Esmal, and he thought that the only time that this would be Mutar is only when there's only an Isidra Bonon, as you already ground all the ingredients up yesterday before Shabbos, Al Mishach B'Shabbos, Vasuya Derech Shusrabim Loi, but if you'd be doing an Issa D'Raisa, and for example, either grinding up the ingredients on Shabbos, or if he has to carry the medicine through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, then it'll be Asa, as this ailment is not something which Sakonis Nefasha is, and therefore you can't be Deicha an Issa D'Raisa. However, Omalei Ahum Rabbana Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, Lidim Mifesh Minei Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Mishach B'Shabbos, Vasuya Derech Shusrabim Mutah, that one Rabbanan, whose name was Rabbi Yaakov, said that I heard directly from Yehuda that even if you're going to grind the herbs or grind the ingredients on Shabbos, and even if you could bring them through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, that's still mutar, as potentially this person could become blind, and by becoming blind, there is sakonis nefashos, and Ayin Rashi, Al Mishchak Vesu, Derech Rosh Hashanah Loi, the lab sakonis nefashos, El sakonis Yivarin, and it's only a sakon, it'll become blind. However, the Gemara explained that it is Deicha even a Duraisa, and as Rashi explains, Kedar Minol Kamon, Shuraina Deina Belibatalu, that Ma'ara Ayin, that person's vision is Ma'urin Vachuzim B'tar Seleiv, ultimately this will affect a person's entire body. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Shara L'michel Eina B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda allowed someone that had a problem with the eye to smear an ointment onto the eye on Shabbos, and as we saw beforehand, that L'di Mifashim Menei Rabbi Yehuda, that Filo Mishra B'Shabbos, Asuya Derech Shusrab Mizmuta, but Amalu Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda said to people, Man Sayas L'Yehuda Machel Shabbi, that whoever listens to Yehuda will be Mechal Shabbos, and L'chari this Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Yehuda's son. And the Gemara continues, L'Seif Chash Be'inei, and then at a later point, Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda had an eyeache, and Shalach Lei Sharia Aser, and then he asked Rabbi Yehuda, is it mutter for me to put on ointment or not? And Shalach Lei, and Rabbi Yehuda responded, L'kuli Alma Shari, certainly for everyone in the world, it's going to be mutter, as I previously stated, but L'dutcha Aser, but you already said that you hold it's Aser, and therefore it will be Aser for you to do so. And Ayin Rashi, Hachi Gassina, Man de Tzayis Le Lihuda Mochu Shabi, Hashemei Dvaru Mekablam Yichal Shabbos, and L'dutcha Aser, Sha'ata Asata, V'yirarta Al Devari. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda said, V'chimidihu de Mashmulhi, that you think that this was my own opinion. I actually said this based on a story that happened with my Rabbi Shmuel, as Ahi Amso, the Havoi Be Mashmuel, as it was a maid that worked by Shmuel, the Kodchale Eina B'Shabta, and her eye became infected on Shabbos, and she was screaming in pain, and no one took care of her because it was Shabbos, and Paka'ina, and ultimately her eye burst, and Lamacha Nafik Mashmul Vidarish, and therefore the next day Mashmul went out and dashin, Ayin Shemarda Mutal Kikla Bishabis, and my timer the Shirainda the Ina, Bhuvanta Dalibutalu, that a person's eyesight is connected to a person's heart, and therefore it is Pekuach Nefesh, and you could be Mechal Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Kagoy Mai, and what type of eye infections are we talking about? And Amr Behuda Kagoy Rira. One example is he has a lot of discharge coming out of his eyes, and Ditsa, or he has a lot of pain in his eye, or Dima, or there's blood in his eye, or Dimasa, or he has a lot of tears coming out of his eyes, and finally the Kitcha, or if his eyes inflame. However, Rabbi Yehuda continues and tells us that the only time that you could heal an eye on Shabbos, and you could be Mechal Shabbos, or Tchilus Uchla, is only if it's at the beginning of the ailment, Lafukis Seif Uchla, or Patsucha Ina Delay. However, if someone already started putting on medicine, and his eyes are already getting better, then he could no longer be Mechal Shabbos. And in addition, if someone wants to put on some ointment on Shabbos in order to make his eyesight better, then that would also be also on Shabbos. Ayin Rashi Rira, Netefes Ina Rira, and he has a lot of pus coming out of his eyes, and Ditzah, Rashi says, Loshni Itza V'Trifa, that he has a lot of pressure, and Karcha Zok Rashi Chamimus, that his eye is very hot, Tchilus Ochlo, B'Tchilus Acheli, Seifa Ochlo, Shekvan Esrapi, Vadayin Koydechus Ma'at, finally, P'tzuche Ina, Shebola Koychlo, Kedei Lahar, Maris Inoi, in order to improve his vision. Gemara continues, Amr Yehuda, Zibayri, Dechazi, Silva, V'Simta, Dekavle Ina, V'Asala, V'Yishasa, Kulu, Bebani Sakanta, that if someone was stung by a hornet, or his skin was pierced by a thorn, or he has a blister, or he has eye pain, and together with these problems, he also has fever. So in all these scenarios, it would be sakan sufasha is for him to go to bathe in a bathhouse. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, chama l'chama v'silka l'sina v'chilupa sakanta, that if someone wants a cure of fever, so he could eat radishes, and if someone is cold and has a chills, then he should eat beets, and that would be good for him. However, the opposite is actually dangerous, and therefore he shouldn't do it. So a person shouldn't eat radish when he has chills, and he shouldn't eat beets when he has a fever. And chamim l'akraba ukrili zibura, and one should use a hot compress when dealing with a scorpion sting, and when dealing with a hornet sting, then you should put a cold compress, v'chilufa sakanta, and the opposite in reverse would be sakana. And similarly, chamim l'silva ukrili l'chaspinisa v'chilufa sakanta, that if someone steps on a thorn, or has a thorn that's lodged into his body, then they should use hot water. However, if someone has an infection on their face, then they should use cold water, and the opposite would be sakana. And we continue on the chavtasim and aleph, chala siburi, umunina l'tanisa v'chilupa sakanta, that after someone is making his dam, then it's good to use vinegar and drink vinegar. After someone finishes their fast, then they should break their fast on small fish, and the opposite would be a sakana. And the Gemara continues, tachli v'siburi sakanta, that eating cress before being making his dam and before bloodletting is going to be dangerous, and ishta v'siburi sakanta, and if someone has a fever and he is making his dam, then that's a sakana, and kava'ine v'siburi sakanta. Similarly, if someone has an eye infection and they would be make his dam, then that would be dangerous. And the Gemara continues that we previously stated chala sibari umenin l'tanisa b'chilupa sakanta, and therefore it's dangerous to eat small fish after doing akazas adam. And the Gemara now tells us shein l'dag dam, that one can be make his dam the day after he ate fish, and mashma the day someone is going to do akazas adam, he should not eat fish. And therefore we already see on the day that someone is make his dam, he should not eat fish either before the procedure or after the procedure. However, the day before he can eat fish. And the Gemara continues, Shein l'dam dag, that 2 days after doing hakazas adam, one can eat fish, and therefore it's mashmur that he can't eat fish the day after being make his dam. However, the second day he can eat fish, and then shlishi lo sakanta, but the third day after hakazas adam, it's going to once again be a sakana to eat fish. And our Gemara continues with the brisa tan rabbanon hamake his dam lo yechil chagbash, that if someone had hakazas adam, then on that day he should not eat chagbash. And the Gemara explains that what does chagbash stand for? Lo yecholov, you should not eat milk, but like vina, you should not eat cheese, but like bitzalim or onions, but like shechlayim, and not cress, and im ochal, and if you did eat these foods, so am abaya, nesi reviyasa de chala, reviyasa de chamra, when a vinu bada adodu vinishte, you should bring a reviyas of vinegar and a reviyas of wine, and you should mix them together, and then you should drink it, and then after he drinks it, vichy mifna, and he goes to the bathroom, le mifna ala mizrach shal ir, mishim de kasher echa, so he should make sure that when going to the bathroom, he is facing the east, as the east wind is the weakest of the winds. This way, the smell will not go towards the city. And let's see Rashi at the bottom of Amid, Chama l'chama, Tznoin yafal l'chayli chama, V'silka is tardin, is referring to beets, L'zika, L'shchafa seinanes, and V'chilupa sakanta. Tanta, Lefishat Snaim, Mesivalar Kar, Vatadim Chamim, as radish cools and beats heat, and therefore won't be good for a person. And the Gemara said, Chamim Milasilva, that hot water should be placed on an area that someone has a thorn. And Rashi states, Sarach Lishris Hamaka Bechamin, that you should soak that area in hot water. And Rashi's bothered, Vahadar Milal El, Silva Bebani Sakanta, that it's actually Sakanta to go to a bathhouse, Hechid Rachitz Kol Gufa, Bebani Shemachamim Kol Gufa, that is referring to someone that bathes the entire body. However, by soaking only the area that was infected, then that will actually help him and will heal the area that was wounded. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Amid, Chutzpenisa, Tzadok and Shevpnei Adam, that a person has cracks on his face. Rashi states that one should face towards the ish, Meshum the Koshi Reach, Dvarim Alalu, Baruach Mevyasan Le'ir. And Rashi then says, Hakikasina, Le'yifna Elam Mizrach Shalir, Sheruach Mizrach is Ina Chazaka, as the eastern wind isn't so strong, Ketam Bleyachbar, and as we learned in Mesech Babasra, in Oysen Burski, Elam Mizrach Shalir, that we only make a tannery on the east side of the city, when Mesech Brachais, Hayashal Mizrach Kayanai, Dom Bereshai, Sheruach Marabas, Mevyalav Mesukanu, as the western wind will blow the kernels into his face, and that could be a sakana. And Ayin and Bam Tezis on Davchav Chesam Abay, Dirim Masra Chamim Lakrava of the Kriyali Zibur of the Chilup Sakanta, and Mikam Perishri, the Hod Darmin and Perakam and Chagiga, based on the Pasuk and Pash Vayilch that states, Umetso Rois Rabbis Vitzoris, Kagoyin Zibur of Akrava, Shashneim Tzori Zulazu, She Eshalasis Loy Loy Chamim of Loy Kariri, and based on Agamara, it makes a lot of sense, as you can't use a hot compress, and you also can't use a cold compress. And Tezis continues, with the Loy Kapirish Akuntris, and this is not like Rashi explains in Mesech Chagiga, Shapirish Shois Loy Harbi Tzoris, Lo Pirush Akasha, Mahoy Lilhaska Ilu Yosim Acheris. However, in our version in Rashi, Mesech Chagiga, Rashi actually explains the Gemara exactly like Tesis just explained it from the Ri. However, Ayin Shom, that some explain that it's actually wrong Gears in Rashi, Mesech Chagiga, and the Gears in Rashi, Mesech Chagiga, should be like Tesis brings down over here, and that Rashi is actually the Lashon HaTesis, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Ramban that points out that the Gemara taught us that in order to heal an eye ailment, you could even be Ivan Issa Duraisa, and that is because the eye is very tied to the heart. And Ramban explains by the fact that the Gemara explains it in this manner, Shema Amino, Delay Amino, Shemachal Shishabas, Bemakashi Sakonas Ever Echod, Elim Kain, He Sakonas Misa. And finally, before we finish, let us go back to Tesis on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara brought two different memories in the name of Rabbi Echon. And the Gemara's first lashon, Rabbi Echon taught us, Kol Makashi Machal Nasa Shabbos, Amos Apayman. And the second version taught us, Kol Makashi Chol Amos Apayman. And the Gemara is, May Benayu. And the Gemara explained, Ikka Benayu, Gav Yad, Vegav Regal, which are external injuries. And now that we finished our Gemara and we saw the member of Shmuel, so let's go back to the second Tesis on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, Diba Maschal Makash Al Gav Yad. And Tesis explains that the only time this would be in Afkamina is only if the ailment that's on a person's hand is Olo Shomei Elov and it came by itself, Oy Shaloy Alide Makas Cherev, and didn't come through a Maka of a sword. However, Tesis points out that certainly there would not be in Afkamina if a person has a wound on his hand and it came through a sword, and certainly by Makas Cherev, Arminu B'chol Mokoyim Nimchal Nasa Shabbos, and it is considered Pekuch Nefashos, and certainly you would not be able to go and be healed by a guy. And as Shmuel taught us, Hypedata Mechal on Shabbos to Sakoni, and as Rashi explained, that Pedata is Makas Cherev, and we will stop over here.